Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Britton.
I'm Patty.
And Lori's not here today.
No.
She'll be here later. She's just at a meeting.
Yeah.
So it's so conveniently at the same time as this.
I know, right? And it's ridiculous because we were getting spring for a second and now it's snowing. And we're over it. We would like spring, please.
Hey, I will take this tiny amount of snow over the flooding and whatnot that everybody else has
going on. That is fair. That is fair, yes.
I will take
for Memphis
this.
And everybody else that's underwater. It's
awful. Ohio.
Yeah.
My gosh, Kentucky.
We've got a lot of customers there,
too. A lot of flooding going on. And then I know our friends up in they're not in the UP. They're Northern Michigan.
We show you on our hand.
They lost power for 8 days, so they have power back now.
Crazy.
But they sent pictures of their yard.
Yeah.
And just all the trees that they lost.
I saw her posting on her stories of like everything that was down. It's just like, oh my gosh. And then we were out of generators at our Home Depot and home stores here because they're shipping them all up north for them.
I believe it.
Yeah, no generators. And I know the people behind us lost power for a few days. That there's been some intermittent power.
A lot of people around us. Morning, Deborah.
Yeah,
lost
hey,
power.
Deborah.
So, I mean, that could be where a lot of the generators have gone too.
Yeah, Brett was saying this morning his brother's a lineman and they've been doing, well, I guess he said he worked for a power company. I must assume he's a lineman. And, so much overtime, just like working 72 hours straight, just trying to get everybody's power back on.
They put out a map of Mackinac Island, which I don't know if you guys know what Mackinac Island is, but it's in northern Michigan and it's just a little island. There's no cars or anything, but they put out a map of all the bike trails and roads that they have there. And it was like 95% of them are still impassable.
Wow.
There's two green ones. Lots of yellow.
Well, they shut down the Mackinac Bridge, which they don't think they've ever done.
They have, but this is the longest stretch that it's ever been shut down.
Because they were giant chunks of ice. Like, I heard, like, the size of cars. I don't know how accurate that was.
Watching the news, they were huge.
Yeah. Can you imagine if that fell on you?
Super scary.
Okay.
No, they shut the Mackinac Bridge down.
Yeah, for wind and stuff. And I'll go ahead and say, like, the Mackinac Bridge is, to me, a little bit scary to drive on.
It is scary.
Okay, I didn't want to be, because I get told I'm dramatic.
Like the largest bridge or something.
Yeah, the longest suspension bridge. I think it is the longest. They may have built one longer somewhere, but I think in the United States it's the longest. It's 5 miles long, right?
I have no idea, but it's terrifying. And when you have to drive, so there's two lanes on the bridge.
Yes.
And it's like you want to drive in the inner lane because you want to be away
from the rails.
But the inner lane has these grates.
And you can see the water below
and
you.
And it's loud.
Yeah. And
it's so scary.
It like rubs on your tires and you're just going, all right, don't fall through.
Do
don't rush
like
through.
It.
And there have been cars that have gone off of it. One kind of recently.
I think there's like two ever.
Okay. But like one was recent, like in the last like 5-10 years.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a little car. We'll have to look it up.
Let's
add it to the Google.
I mean, the
guardrails
and
stuff are
pretty big on it.
Yeah. Did you ever see,
scary.
You know, Mike Rode, who does the dirty jobs, did you ever see him go into the Mackinac Bridge?
No.
Dude, it's the coolest episode because he goes into it. And first of all, he's a skinny dude, right?
Yeah.
And you have to be a skinny dude to get into it. And he's just like going through and he goes all the way down. So you can go. So I think it's like, okay, you guys, I don't know how far it is, but it's like 200 feet down. Like, it's crazy. And then really high up, and they have to paint it. And as soon as they're done painting it, they have to repaint it because they've already.
They're constantly painting.
Yeah, and inside, outside, it's like a constant maintenance job. And he went all the way to the top of the bridge, and like just thinking about the heights makes me want to throw up in my mouth a little bit because it's so high. Have you ever gone under the bridge?
Yeah.
Right. So it's so high from, you know, the.
Yeah, it's
freaky.
I'm not a fan of bridges in general, and I've had to drive over it a few times. It's not my favorite.
My mother-in-law used to not be able to drive over bridges, and she'd get off like at the Zilwaukee Bridge, like at the exit, and then drive around it. Yeah, the Zilwaukee Bridge is scary, too.
People are just crazy on that bridge.
I'll be like, you guys, why are you going 90 on this? Like, can you see how far down that is?
Yeah, I feel like they have more issues on the Zilwaukee than they do on the Mackinac.
Yeah,
but, I mean, they wash the Mackinac Bridge. Like, you have to do the radio station for the conditions.
Yeah,
and see if you can
the fog
it.
And everything. And, yeah, for the most part, it's okay. But there has been some times where I'm like, it's a little windy out here.
Yeah.
You know, the Great Lakes are no joke. And so many shipwrecks on the Great Lakes, too.
Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah.
It has a lot of
Lake Superior. And Lake Superior is so cold and so deep that there is still, there's a body down there. I can't remember what they call him, but if you, you can look it up, you can see him, and he's like perfectly preserved because it's so,
so cold.
And they say Lake Superior doesn't give up its dead because it's so deep and the pressure is so much that like nothing comes to the surface like it usually would. Yeah. This is kind of sad, but my son had a coach that died on fishing, and he was right at the mouth of Huron. So I did this whole like deep dive, like, okay, are we going to find him? You know, they did find him, but you know, it was a whole thing about how many bodies are recovered. Don't ever look at my Google search because you will think I am killing.
So morbid.
It is morbid, but I have a lot of questions that I need to know the answers to.
Yeah. No, I mean, Lake Michigan can get pretty crazy. Yeah. It's not like an inland lake. You know?
No, not at all. In Lake Michigan, they found a kayaker after 2 years. He disappeared on Lake Michigan, but he was 200 feet down. And there's this recovery team from Wisconsin.
I don't know about all these
things. I know all the things. But there's this recovery team that comes and they just comb the lake back and forth and they can see down really far. And they did. They found him.
Okay.
So, yeah. Horrifying.
Go over the Sunshine Bridge.
Ooh, where is that?
The day before it collapsed.
Oh, where is that at?
Isn't that the one that the big, it was like the freighter with all the... Right, that's what they're called.
Well,
with all the containers, the container one.
That was the one last year. Is the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
Oh, okay, so where's the Sunshine?
Oh,
Bridge?
Can we talk about a really quick conspiracy theory?
Oh my gosh!
Have you heard about the Mountain Dew conspiracy theory?
No.
Okay, I was almost sent this video to you the other day. They said Mountain Dew will release a flavor, and when they release the flavor, then something crazy happens.
Okay.
So, for example, they released their Star Spangled flavor last year, and then like the next day or week or whatever, the Francis Scott Key Bridge came down, which he wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Okay.
Then they had like the Baja, not Baja Blast, but something like Code Red came out, and I don't know if that was like before like the towers came down. Look up the Mountain Dew conspiracy.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, they just came out with Purple Thunder. Oh, they did came up with a cyclone one last year, and then the hurricanes went crazy, and they're like, oh, man. So, yeah, they just came up with Purple Thunder, and so it's like, what's going to happen
well,
with
we have
Purple
unprecedented
Thunder?
Tornado season already.
Right?
So.
Right? Isn't that early?
Yeah, so Michigan's had 14 tornadoes, and that's usually how many we get in an entire year.
Crazy.
We had one storm.
Guys, weather is wild right now.
Yeah.
The weather is too much. And I guess speaking of weather and coffee prices, like, that's gotten wild, too.
It's not getting better.
No.
It's the problem.
No, it's not.
Unfortunately, we've held out for about a year. We were looking up some stats this morning because we knew it was high.
Yeah.
It's been high. And you guys know coffee's a commodity, so we buy futures of it. And so we were able to maintain our prices for quite a while.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Brazil had a pretty severe drought. So the hope was that in March, because that's when harvesting season kind of starts,
right,
that prices would start to level out.
Right.
And we are still seeing 50-year highs.
That's crazy.
They're not letting go. And now with the tariffs on top of it and a lot of minimum wage increases, which we pay people more than minimum wage, right? But minimum wage goes up, and then everybody's got to go up.
I think
up regardless.
Are we at $12 or $15 here in Michigan now? I don't really know.
It's almost $13, and it's going to be $15 in a year or something. But it's just, it's been the perfect storm.
Yeah.
And so we did have to raise prices. We're still lower than Bones Coffee.
Yeah, and a lot of our competitors, we checked that out this morning.
But we just had no choice. And it's not just the coffee beans. I mean, it's the cost of the film. It's the cost of the labels. It's the cost of
labor. Yeah.
The boxes.
Yeah.
It's just every single material in our world.
Oh, yeah. We're really going deep into everything, too. And, you know, re-quoting things.
Well, and because the tariff stuff is going on, which is fine. I mean, this is kind of the point of it. We're trying to find, we try to use American made when we can regardless.
Right.
But as we know, it's just more expensive.
Absolutely.
So we have kind of been in the cycle of finding even more American made things. Like I believe we found, a local film, a local cardboard, but they're still getting materials from other places.
Yeah.
So we're trying to mitigate it as much as we can.
We've got a lot of work to do on our end.
The coffee market could just come back.
Yeah.
And we've delayed, it's been the 50-year record high now for over a year.
Yes.
But our futures are unfortunately done.
I've seen nothing but people posting, you know, different coffee shops, different coffee companies, roasters, coffee prices are going up. We're probably one of the last to do it.
It just sucks.
Yeah, we hate doing it. Like, it makes us sick.
Yeah. Well, and it's on top of Brazil, who's the biggest coffee producer, just having a horrible year. And then consumption in China and some of those Asian countries is up.
Yeah.
I think even like Europe,
right,
it's just up significantly. So the demand is up.
Right.
So not
a lot we can do about it. Sorry.
We held off as long as we could, but now we just have no choice.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And with that, the subscription price has to increase as well. If you have a prepaid, that price is locked in through the end of it. If you have month to month, this month will be the last month at $20. And then on April 16th, so your next one will come through at $25.
Yeah. Which is still a pretty cheap subscription box.
It is.
Compared to some.
Yeah. After looking at the, we were literally losing like a dollar.
Yeah. Let's give it away for free, you know.
So, yeah. Thank you. We tried. We really hoped it would bust in March and that we'd get back on track and we, you know, our futures that just ran out, we'd be able to get new ones. And that's just not what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So but we appreciate your loyalty, Deborah. That does mean
really
a lot to us, to everybody who just has loyalty for the brand, because it's a bummer, you know, it's not what we want to happen. But
no, it's not what we want to do at all.
Yeah. I think when I started working here, the bag of coffee is like $8.95 or something, but it's been a long time too, you know?
Yeah.
Been here like 17 years, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
It's frustrating to have to do it.
Mm-hmm. And the good news is that we don't compromise quality. Some people will put in yucky beans.
Like cheaper coffee.
Yeah, cheap coffee. And we're just not going to do that.
We're not going to do that.
Yeah. It's really important to us to continue to maintain good quality coffee.
Yeah. And really, we do try to, you know, use American companies to source, you know, film labels.
Yeah.
That kind of, as much as we can.
And we produce here. Obviously, we can't grow the coffee in America because coffee doesn't grow in America except for Hawaii. But we do, once the coffee gets here, it's all roasted, flavored, and packaged right here in Flushing, Michigan. So it's all manufactured here in the U.S. of A.
Yeah. We try to control as much of the supply line as we can.
Yeah.
But sometimes our hands are tied.
Yeah. And quality control is really important to us, too. And just making sure that a lot of other coffee companies get their coffee from elsewhere. But it's really important for us to be able to, like, control the whole process.
Yeah. Well, and that's what we're kind of still waiting to hear about the tariff decisions, because yesterday we got told that it's going to add, 43 cents a pound of just literal tariff cost.
Yeah.
But then
that's green coffee.
So that was yesterday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this morning we got told that maybe Vietnam made a deal.
Okay.
And so then there might not be tariffs on agricultural products. And then if that happens, maybe like Colombia and some of these other countries will follow suit.
Okay.
So this is not even accounting for tariffs.
Right. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So hopefully some of that will not be a non-issue.
Yeah. I hope that this really opens up the conversation and people just come to the table willing to negotiate. That's the whole point, right? We want to put America first.
Yeah.
So
yes, quality means everything. You are right.
Yes.
So we're just, we're doing our best.
Yes, absolutely.
But so that's just a little update on that. Never fun, but
unfortunately necessary.
Yeah. And we always try to be super honest with you guys and let you know what's going on.
Yeah.
We're just a little.
I'm not going to slide it in under.
Well, we're just a really small business. You know, we can only sustain for so long. It's not like we have billions of dollar investors anywhere.
Guys, it's just us. It's us and about 30 other people out there.
It'll
be
interesting, though, because with Brazil's big drought, so some of those big companies are going to try to swoop in and get as much of it as they can, and that's going to make it a little bit interesting.
Yeah, for sure. just wait and see and, you know, pray for the best.
We're 49 years old.
We'll be 50 next year.
So, I mean, we've been through it.
Yeah.
We'll get through it again.
Mm-hmm. Ups and downs, 2008 recession, you know, all the fun. We'll see what happens.
On a more fun note, the pet day sale starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
And there's a contest,
There is a contest. Yeah. So you can submit pictures of your fur babies, or if you don't have fur babies, and they don't have to have fur either.
Please don't send me pictures of snakes.
if you post a picture of your pet or your friend's pet, if you don't have one, you'll be entered to win the contest.
The winner last year, she's really sweet. She's got these three Pomeranian Jitsu, I can't remember what they are, but she posed them with our coffee bags.
Yeah,
and then she won a year subscription to our Coffee of the Month program, and then it just came up to expire. She's like, I have to have this again, and she's like, when is my last month so I can make sure? So I thought that was really sweet, and she's actually sent me messages throughout the years of pictures of her dogs. So I love that. Like, always send us pictures of your dogs, please. We'd love to see that.
Sure.
Bill, we love your border collies. Yeah, border collies.
Yep, border collies.
You know,
they're so cute. I love big fur babies.
Me too. We're just big
we
dog
people.
We did
get some fun pictures. Like, didn't we get a turtle, an iguana?
Yeah. We've got one customer who has a sugar glider, and he took a picture with his monkey.
That's
kind of, yeah.
Pets.
Yeah, for sure.
We have human babies. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
You can enter them. Enter them, Jen.
I've got some feral human babies, too.
Oh, man. My feral human finally calmed down. He's 14. He's taking his PSATs today. And it's just like, oh, my God, are we here? My youngest child is taking that?
Yeah.
Like,
wild.
Oh, I know, right?
Not ready for that. I know mine tries out for a gymnastics competition team on Friday.
Yay. That's exciting. Is she excited?
She's nervous, but I think as it gets closer, she's getting a little bit more excited.
Yeah.
And they're starting to learn routines for a showcase.
Oh, fun.
So I think she's enjoying that.
Yeah. Like, a routine would be fun to do.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We'll see how that goes, but just growing up.
I know.
It's no longer, age-based, it's skill-based.
It's just so cliche too. I hate saying it. It's just my God, it happened so fast. My children were just babies, and now my oldest son is getting married. What's up with that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
We were literally just changing your diaper. It's so dumb to say, even.
Yes.
Makes
post
me mad
your
to be cliche.
Granddog. Please do that. Aww.
Yes. We love our baby dogs.
Yep. And I was wrestling with Willie right before this. My sleeves were all wet. He gets so excited.
Well, he hadn't seen you for, a week while you were gone last
week.
So.
Yeah.
He must have been just insane to see you yesterday.
He was pretty excited. He just kept trying to get me to my office. But then he was almost too excited to say hello. So he calmed down a little bit. And today I got him a little riled up.
He was like that this morning because I hadn't seen him since last Friday. And he's just like, I'm like, okay.
He's so cute.
Then he went over and ate dirt out of the pot. And I was like, baby, let's not do that.
Shocking.
And he's ready for lunch. He knows that we always eat our lunches together. In other words, whatever I eat, he eats.
Yes.
So I make sure it's food that he can have.
Oh, my mom took him out yesterday and came in with a mouthful of wood chips. She's like, Brittany has something in his mouth.
She said that she's like, I will not put my hands in his mouth. I'm like, girl,
it's
just do a tongue
so
sweep.
Slobbery that I just reach in and swipe it all out.
It's like having a baby, you know, and you had to do the finger hook.
You're choking, pull it all out.
What's in there, you know?
It is gross. Yeah. It's like, what do you have in your mouth? Okay.
But he's
slobbery.
Yeah, he is. We did get those. They make those devices, if you're choking.
Yeah.
And Lori ordered a couple here. You or Lori did, right?
Yeah.
Ordered them here. So then, if somebody's choking, you can hopefully save a life.
I have one at my house. I mean, just because I have kids.
You know what it's called?
It's like a life vac or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like a suction thing. So you put it over their nose and mouth and you plunge it. And then when you pull it up, it's supposed to pull the stuff out.
I wonder how well it works.
I mean, supposedly they work really well. Yeah.
We're not going to test it.
And we ordered the fire blankets too.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't remember. Something happened.
We had a franchisee whose son passed away.
Well, that was a long time ago. No, something happened recently.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about safety stuff. And it's like, it's so silly that we wouldn't just, I mean, we have fire extinguishers,
yeah.
but, you know, to
yeah.
have fire blankets and some
yeah.
choking devices, especially when we have luncheons.
Yeah. Well, like we said, we had someone close to us whose son passed away in a fire.
Yeah.
And I remember going, my son is the same age. And it really just scared the crap out of me. So I'm like, okay, fire blanket, you know, and it's hanging like right next to his bed. I've got to get in the ladder, you know, because he's in the second floor. And of course, I don't know that he could fit all the windows because they're up and higher. And I'm like, he's a 200-pound 14-year-old.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he could fit, but he better figure it out.
Well, I bought the ladder after This Is Us, that episode.
Yes.
I went and bought a fire ladder.
Yeah, apparently.
A fire ladder immediately because it freaked me out so much. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, we're all on the second floor.
Yeah, right.
Just sitting there thinking, what would we
do? Right. No. And just knowing that, like, you know, it can happen so quick and you need to react quick and, you know, have a plan and all of that. It is scary to think about and to talk about.
It was our woods lit on fire.
During when the power lines came
knocked
down.
Yeah, we had a
power
line knocked down.
Yeah.
And our driveway is, I don't know, a more than a tenth of a mile long. And it was all the way down at the street. So luckily very far from our house, and it had rained a ton when the power line came down. So it stayed in that area, mostly like burned up on our driveway, but it did, you could see the leaves and stuff around it keep trying to ignite and all the smoke.
Yeah.
And I just thought, what if it was a little bit drier and that just took all the woods up to our house?
Right. You've got all that leaves, all the leaves on the ground is like kindling, right? You can see how forest fires happen with dry stuff around brush, you know?
Yeah. So we bought the life-saving things after that incident.
Yeah. You only need one little scare to, you know, kind of change your life. And like, okay, we're going to change how
so
we do
freaky.
Things.
Yeah. And I thought it was the cable line. That had
and it was actually a power line.
It was actually a power line.
Yeah, they got that back up quick though, didn't they?
Well, yeah, it was like jumping all around. They had to post a guy at the end of our driveway to watch it because it was close to the road.
Isn't that scary?
So we just didn't know if it would ignite stuff or what would happen. So literally a guy watched it until 2 or 3 in the morning, and then he let me know that he was leaving, but the crew was coming to fix it.
Man. Thank God for linemen and people who do that. It's such a dangerous job, you know?
So dangerous.
And, like, just people who do stuff like that, like, wow.
Well, and I felt bad because the fire department and stuff came out, but from what we could see from the house, it looked like everything was just starting to catch on fire. I did apologize to the fireman, and he's like, no, you did exactly what you were supposed to do, because I'm like, I didn't want to get close enough to see what was going on.
Right, you got to put yourself, your safety first.
I didn't know how serious it was. He's like, no, please just call. Don't go
anywhere.
There's
ever
near
a question,
that.
Call. Yeah. Because it is scary.
But that was also reassuring to be like, okay, I didn't waste everybody's time. Like, there is a power line that is sparking.
Yeah.
It is a problem.
Sometimes you're like, I want to call, but I don't know if this is ridiculous or not. Especially me, in my mind, things probably are ridiculous. And I shouldn't call.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're like, oh, what if, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
It is scary.
Anything else that we got to talk about?
I mean, what? It's April.
Yeah.
Like, what month?
Our
is
box
it?
Is we announced the theme. So we said it's Kentucky Derby, which the flavors should be kind of fun on this one.
They are fun. We just took pictures of them.
Oh, nice. Okay,
the other day.
All right, excited for that.
And then it will be May, which is 4 years.
Yeah, we started it in May 2020.
I think it's our fourth anniversary.
21, 22, 23, 24. That's your 5 year. Right?
5 year?
Yeah, because it's 2025. We started, our first box was an ice cream box, right? In May 2020. Yeah, May
2020. That's crazy.
And, you know, it's also 5 years since we started our VIP page, which I just saw that the other day. I thought that was funny because, remember, it was just the three of us working in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And I think you suggested, like, hey, what if we, like, did something where we could talk to people directly? And we're like, oh, cool. And we, like, went right in, made the page.
That sounds all right.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, cool. And it's been really nice, like, being able to talk directly to our customers and then talk directly to us with comments and ideas. That's been really good for us.
Well, we're on season 4 of our lives, too.
Which is crazy,
right? We've been doing this for 4 years.
Like, when Lori first said, like, yeah, we're just going to, like, pick a day and do this. I'm like, I don't want to do that. That's awful. I hate doing this.
Oh, remember our first couple were, like, 10 minutes and we were so nervous. And
awful.
And then we go back and watch them and we're like, what were we thinking?
Cringe. And not only that, but all three of us were crammed on this couch.
Was it even this?
I think it was this couch. And girlfriends, we got hips, okay? Like, these hips, we were butt to butt.
I thought she brought this one from home. And it was a tiny one.
I think
one.
It was this one.
I love
this. We'll have to go back and look at them and see. But we were on a tiny little couch, all of us shoved in here
good.
Together.
I'm glad you love this theme.
Yes.
It's a fun one. It's like taking the pictures was, I've never... I guess watched the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what to.
Yeah. I can't remember why I came up with this theme. I think it when we were doing this. I remember thinking about like food themes, you know, and then like Kentucky Derby has some cool like food. And I know Deborah actually messaged and said like, ooh, are we going to do a mint julep theme? And I'm like, that one got vetoed because I'll just say, this is a hint, right? We have another flavor that kind of has a slight alcoholic theme to it, and we didn't want to have two alcoholic type themes.
I don't even know what it is.
I'll tell you later.
I made all the products. I took the pictures last week, and I couldn't tell you what the flavors are. I know one of the flavors.
Okay. But I think these are going to be really fun ones, too. But I don't know. It's just fun sometimes to come up with this. But sometimes, again, coming up with a theme and then trying to find flavors. Like, we'll come up with a really cool theme. And I'm like, I got nothing flavor-wise for this. I'm going to put it. And so I've got, like, it out until 2027. And I'll just move the theme to the next year. And be like, this is, gives me a year to think about this, you know. And sometimes you might go, like Steamboat Willie, for example. How do these flavors match this? Well, you know what? They might not. We might say, hey, here's a paddle wheel here, and we're going to call it paddle wheel coconut cake. You're welcome.
I mean, I think we just really wanted to use the artwork.
Yes.
So we hope that you guys liked it.
I think they did because we sold out of those.
Butterscotch so good.
Butterscotch went right away. Coconut cake was right after that. I think Walnut Blondie is gone now.
Okay.
And you're going to have to check my numbers because I tried my best to stay on top of that. We did have to refund some people for overselling.
I know I put numbers in for all the other stuff before I left, but those ones.
You did.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. And you did a great job at it. And then I'm just like, man, I don't know. Things are just all over the place.
Sometimes I've noticed that two or three people buy things at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't calculate correctly.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I am never sure if I count it, if it accounts for people who've already bought it and they haven't posted yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, there's always we do our best. Sometimes we have to, refund people. I know one lady was mad because she's like, the whole reason I bought, she wanted the caramel popcorn.
Oh.
The whole reason I bought was for this caramel popcorn. So just cancel my whole order.
Bummer.
And we do try to contact you and say, hey, we ran out, you know.
Well, sometimes it depends.
Yeah, Jessica asked that we give them a chance now. So I don't know.
If it's a sale day, I'm just refunding it.
Yeah. It's just easy for us. I mean, like I said, we're a small team. We can only do so much. So,
So pet day sale tomorrow.
Yeah.
Post your pets, your lovely little pets.
I'll probably do a post about it in our VIP page today, too.
Yep. And then just the price updates. And we're sorry.
Yeah. We're sorry, but we have to make money, too.
Well, we have to sustain the business.
It's
the biggest thing. We just have to get through this period. Morning, Charles.
Yeah. Hey, Charles. We shipped your order yesterday or Monday. Oh, thank you.
I remember seeing it.
He bought the Apple turnover, and I mailed him a card last week of just like what was in the box. So
nice.
Yeah, he asked me to mail him one. I think my friend might collect them.
I'm trying to think if there's any more updates. I don't really think so. We are going to start discussing some new flavors for this year.
Okay.
So that's going to be coming your way.
Things to bring in.
Yeah, probably this summer.
Mm-hmm. And then Easter baskets. If you guys do Easter baskets for adults, don't forget our samplers are a great addition, or we have pre-made baskets, which are awesome.
For sure.
And Mother's Day is coming up. Father's Day is coming up.
Gosh.
So
this
I know.
This year is going so fast.
It really is. It really is.
It's crazy.
I know.
I'm like, we're going to a book convention this weekend, so that should be fun.
Yeah.
excited to go eat some good food.
Yeah. I feel like I'm doing that. I'm going to go watch my son play baseball in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, you're not a crowd person.
Last year we went in there and it was so crowded because they released everybody to go into this book convention all at once. And it was just shoulder to shoulder people and you couldn't move. And I just heard, okay, I can't do this. And I left.
They spaced it out a little bit more this year.
Hopefully it's better.
Going to general admission times.
Yeah, I hope it's better because
it doesn't bother me
either way. I can't. I realize I'm just super claustrophobic. Like talking about my crow in the Mackinac Bridge going like this. Because who's going to rescue you? You know, like if you're stuck, who's going to come get you?
Retiring at the end of September. Well, I think that's a congratulations,
I think
right?
So too, right? Are you excited
to
retire?
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're happy for you too.
We're proud
that's
of you.
That's a big stepping stone.
Yeah, it is.
And that's like, what do you do with your whole day?
Yeah. I remember when my dad first retired, and it's kind of funny because your mom and I were talking about this the other day of how, like, when couples retire and they're just together all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, if I call my mom, my dad's right next to her, right in the background. And then if I call my dad, my mom's, like, right there. And I'm like, what if I want to talk to you something that I don't want my dad over here, you know, like his birthday, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just always together.
A lot together.
At first, it drove my mom crazy because, you know, she was used to doing her own thing and her own routine. And then he'd be like, well, why are we doing this? She's like, don't worry about it, Phil.
That's what we're doing.
This is what we
years.
Do. Wow. Congratulations, awesome. My friend. Congratulations. That's a long time.
We really don't want to wait till 50 years.
Yeah.
I would be like, I'm doing 50. I don't care.
Dude, at a point, you're just tired. I was looking at my retirement going, when can I retire?
Never.
72?
Mine's with never.
Yeah, that's pretty much the crux of it.
When I die.
Yeah, when I die, when I'm dead.
Yeah, that's when I'll retire.
Just can keep contributing to that 401k. My son, he works for the local water and waste plant, and he's 24. He's worked there for like 2 or 3 years. He can retire with a full pension at 42 years old.
That's insane.
Because he started when he was so young. He was sending me pictures, which, by the way, you guys, flushable wipes aren't flushable, if you didn't know this. Because we had so much water and rain, he was explaining to me how it worked, so I'm not going to explain it right, but, like, the pumps filled, and they clogged the pipes. Mm-hmm. And he sent me pictures from the waste plant. And I'm like, sir, don't send me these photos. But
gross.
The pipes were completely filled with flushable wipes that they had to go in and get out.
Puppy photo shoot.
Yes, please. We would like a whole photo shoot.
Well, we have a septic tank.
So
we have to get it pumped every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
But we're very careful not to use stuff like
that.
Because we know it's not flushable.
Yeah.
So people with septic tanks know that.
Right.
But people who are just putting it into like the septic lines don't always know.
Remember when they got the beads out of like the products because all of those little micro beads that they were putting in things that they said were not like breaking down, and it was just putting microplastics into our system.
Well, into your pores too.
Yeah, into your pores, into your system. And now like these flushable wipes, like there's always something. It was funny though, because the picture he took in the waste plant, and it was all these flushable wipes, there was a dinosaur sitting on top of it, and the dinosaur is like this big. He's like, I don't know how that kid flushed that down the toilet, but he did. But my son tells me stories from being in the plant where I'm just like, please don't tell me these. This is a scary job. So, you know, but thank God we have people who do that. Linesmen, you know, these,
dangerous jobs.
Right. You know, like, and did my bro have that job? Dangerous jobs.
A friend and her husband, very recently, very locally
knew about him.
Yeah. It was like putting a pipe down or something and the walls collapsed. It was very sad.
I asked my son how that happened. He's like, there's so many like fail safes in place where that's not supposed to happen, but you know, accidents do, unfortunately.
Right.
And they do all the things to try to prevent it, but he told me a story one time about them welding a water tower that had a hole in it, and they had to get this welder in, and the welder made, you guys, like an obscene amount of money, like $15,000. Right. And they had to like jimmy him up on like a ladder, and then he had to like wiggle his way out to like weld on the side of a water tower, and they're like holding his ankles. I'm like, I don't know how secure he was. A paint can, they were painting it up there, fell down, and I mean, that could kill somebody if the paint can hit somebody. So just scary stuff. I probably am not supposed to share any of this, but it's
super dangerous.
Scares the mess out of me.
I mean, they just are. They're dangerous jobs.
Yeah.
You always see the photo of that one guy who has to climb that tower to change the light
bulb
every 6 months.
Did you see that movie they did about
just
that?
Just a crazy amount of money.
They did a movie about like people who, yeah, it was like two girls, and they go out and they climb to the top of it, and they get stuck up there. And I don't know. I don't usually watch these movies with my husband. It scared the mess out of me. Like,
really?
Oh, I don't remember what it was called, but I'll have to text him and tell you.
Yeah, it's wild. Those, I mean, they get paid that way for a reason. It's super dangerous.
And then people do it for fun. You're out of your mind.
Right?
I do not need adrenaline like that. My life, caffeine does that for me by itself.
Yes. All right. Well, you guys have a wonderful week.
Yes.
And watch out for that pet day contest on social media.
Have we picked what the prize is going to be at?
I don't know.
Okay. We like to just decide when we feel like it.
By the seat of our pants.
Yeah. That's usually what we do.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.